I want you to do yourself, your future, and everyone around you a huge favor today in the next few weeks and make a note of it. And that is to know and to know deeply, to remind yourself every day, day in and day out, exactly how much of an impact you could have on everyone you come in contact with, but especially those you're entrusted to influence and manage. In my experience, there are two types of managers. One kind are those who see their jobs as managing in only business terms. They believe it's their job to be available for business questions, to organize their team in the most productive way, and to check the boxes on a daily basis. And the other type of leaders and managers are those who I think of more as sort of soulful leaders who do the above and certainly see the importance of every business detail. But with these folks, there's something much more profound that motivates their interactions. That under the surface, these men and women have understood the importance of being useful beyond the surface, to engage at a level where you are constantly curious about how to help more deeply and believing that you can help more deeply. These leaders realize that there's always something hidden from view, something, if understood more clearly, could help everyone not only succeed, but more importantly, become a better team, a team that feels valued, understood, cared for, and yes, even loved. I happen to be raised by parents who never underestimated their value to others, and they willingly leaned into this value. As a result, they saw it as their responsibility on a daily basis and a privilege to be useful. And as a result, I saw them consistently impact people and build loyalty and commitment in others. And by the way, they continue to do this even in their mid-80s. Now think about this question for you. Do you underestimate your value to others? Most people, in my experience, do underestimate it. In fact, I have to remind myself to refresh my belief and practice of this value, and it makes a huge difference. But in doing so, it helps me not sleepwalk through the day, which can lead to interacting as little as I need to get the job done. In my experience, people who do underestimate the impact they have on others are the ones who make excuses or blame others for things that go wrong in relationships or in offices. Conversely, those who do really understand the impact they have on others are more likely to take responsibility for missed opportunities. So my recommendation is this. This week, every morning, before you go to work, before you greet your spouse, partner, or kids, before you go to work, remind yourself that the world is waiting for you to show up, to not only do your best, but to impact others, to know that your connection to those you meet today has meaning beyond what you can imagine. This, of course, doesn't guarantee success, but if practiced regularly, daily, it's guaranteed to leave a trail of positive impact you will have on the world, and just could have the impact of improving retention and production as well.